There's a classic Meshachachma. Rameir Simcha says that what's the reason for this? Avil b'yoyim rishon, and avil the first day, asr lecho lechem yishaloi. He's not allowed to eat bread that's his, but he dafka has to eat bread from somebody else. It's an interesting halach. Why can't he eat his own bread? He wants to make his own food. Why can't he make his own food? He's dafka, there's an isri, he's not allowed to eat food from somebody else. So Rameir Simcha says that a person that's an avil is an avil because he lost one of his kraven. Says Rameh Simcha, when a person loses a karev, it's not uncommon for the person to start pondering his existence and start wondering and thinking what happens to a person after he dies. Why was a person even created? Hasharas hanefesh, olam haba, machoy vasoy ba'olamoy. Those types of questions people usually ask themselves when they go through a situation. So Rameh Simcha said, what's the teretz? Why did the Eibishter create the world? It's pshat. Where does a person go into the next world? He says, the reason Eibishter created the world, Ramchal says, and all the Svarim HaKadoshim say, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Toivu Meitiv. And Hashem wanted to take his Hatava, and he wanted to share it with people. Okay, so Hashem could have just created Olam Haba, put people there, and given them Olam Haba. The reason is, say Chazal, because if Hashem would do that, we would not have earned the Olam Haba, and if we would not earn the Olam Haba, we wouldn't fully appreciate it. The terminology that's used by the Svarim to explain that is Nahama de Chisufa. He said, if a person gets something for nothing, you give someone bread, and he didn't work for it, he didn't earn it, he doesn't appreciate it on the same level. So it's for that reason they should put us in a world where he gave us Torah and mitzvahs, but at the same time he gave us a Yetzirah. And our job is to overcome a Yetzirah. It's like this will be Zoicha, and that when we get Nahama, and we get a meal, it won't be Nahama de Chisuf, it's going to be real. So the other who's thinking now, B'shas Evilusoi, what in the world is this all about? And what's the teretz? The teretz is Nahama de Chisufa. So what we do is we show the other what it means, Nahama de Chisufa. And everybody starts showering him with gifts. And he could be the biggest gvir in the world. It doesn't matter. Asur lecho mishaloi. He wouldn't be able to eat from himself. And he feels uncomfortable. It's not kishmak. It's keneged ateva. And we tell the person, it's a message that we're sending him subliminally, that this feeling right now, this nish kishmak, that's what Abishah didn't want you to have. And that's why Abishah created a world. It's like this you can earn. It's like this one day you'll be able to eat from yourself. And it won't be Nahama de Chisufa. The reason there's a halacha that the avos asal lachem mishaloi is because this is the teretz to the kasha that's bothering the avo right now. And that's why this is something that we do.